Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News, hit it! Next on the Ledger Report, this criminal vaccine and mask experimentation on school children must be stopped at all costs. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in. So sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
A time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
Texas governor says local governments and public schools cannot require face coverings.
The new decision drawing cheers and criticism. Eyewitness News anchor Sharon Coe with the controversial call.
Social media split on Governor Greg Abbott's executive order. Government entities or public schools in Texas can no longer require masks. If they do, they risk a fine of up to $1,000. One person saying, Abbott is not a doctor. Another applauding him, posting, Abbott for president.
I think we're moving in the right direction.
I'm actually very happy. Things are opening back up.
Parents Leslie Casillas and Brandon Broom are relieved their children won't have to wear masks. The governor's order says after June 4th, school districts cannot mandate face coverings.
It takes a lot of stress and pressure off of me as a parent.
Our kids, it's been really rough. We actually moved our daughter to a private school because she was having such a hard time with virtual schooling and masks.
This comes as state data reveals the majority of children in Texas have not been vaccinated. The Texas State Teachers Association against the move, calling this premature, and says the governor should have waited until the CDC issues new mask guidelines for the new school year. But for these parents, they say it's about time.
My background as a physician, and you know, if you really look at the evidence that we have out there, the kids are a very low-risk population. We're trying to get back to normal, and I think our kids need it more than anybody.
Stop tape. Stop the tape. Nailed it. Whoever you are, physician, background, parent, just regular old normal human being, a normal American who happens to live in Texas. God bless you for living in Texas. You nailed it. You nailed it. The numbers don't lie. But this is a common sense thing. You know, when I keep telling people, what would your mother say? What would your grandmother say to you being forced to wear a mask or forcing your children to wear a mask all day? She'd say, you're a fool. You're an idiot. And who cares about this? Is how weak the mainstream media are at the local level, national level. Doesn't matter. The research for this story is social media for this reporter. Social media is split. Abbott for president. Abbott's not a doctor. Abbott is neither. But Abbott, the governor of Texas, is trying to lead by constitution. And I'm sure he regrets a lot of the decisions he made, knee-jerk decisions that were made in Texas early on in the government response to the Wuhan coronavirus. I'm sure he has regrets now that he knows the numbers. And so when we talk about the statistics regarding children, we know that children have a 99.9% chance of survival of the Wuhan coronavirus if they happen to contract it. And most of the time, they don't even know if they have it. And see, this is what bothers the teachers union. And the teachers union is the target, ladies and gentlemen. The teachers union is the problem here in Texas. It's the problem in New York. It's the problem in California. The teachers unions must be busted. I've been saying this for years. How do you do it? Well, it ain't going to be easy, first of all, but it certainly involves, the number one thing involves parents. Number two would be making sure that teachers understand, new teachers in particular, understand that they don't have to join the union and their dues don't have to be going to force feed abortion down the throats of kids and supporting candidates who support abortion, just to name one issue. Power is knowledge. Knowledge is power. And this is what we need to arm the new teachers with, that they don't have to give a chunk of their money every paycheck to these unions that are working in reality against the United States and against the Constitution and against the founding principles. So we got to make sure that parents are engaged, because parents have not been engaged. And we're going to talk on this program in a couple of minutes to a parent who is engaged in Florida. Now, you would say, Florida, like Texas, hey, they're mask-free. Well, they're not. Even though the governor, like Abbott, Ron DeSantis, has issued an edict, no more of this nonsense. No more forcing children to wear a mask. And if you do, you may face a fine. Still, the school boards and the teachers' unions are resisting. Still, so selfish, absolutely selfish. I am tired of these teachers allowing their unions to railroad the rest of us. And who is caught in the middle? The children, of course. Forcing children to wear a mask at school to protect their teacher? If you don't want to be in the classroom, if you think that it's such a high risk to be in the classroom, then get the hell out. I'm telling you, if I had the power in California, for example, all these teachers who are refusing to go back to the classroom, and it's under 50% in middle school and high school in California, even though you have the governor of California running around saying schools are open, they're not. It's way less than 50% are actually in the classroom. That is unacceptable. And if I could wave a magic wand in California and other states where these teachers, I'm sure in Illinois, are saying, no, we won't go back to your jobs, I'd say you're all fired. I'd do what Ronald Reagan did, and I believe it was 1981, to the air traffic controllers. Union walked off the job or threatened to walk off the job. Anyone that did were all fired and they were rehired. Yeah, we went through a precarious time in the United States because of that, but Ronald Reagan did the right thing. Do your job. Show up and do your job. And in the real world, when you have a real world job that's not protected by some sort of public service union, you're fired. But apparently not in the federal government, 23 million workers in the federal government, and apparently not if you're a teacher protected by a union. The other prong to this, in my opinion, in terms of getting rid of the teachers union, is charter schools. And one of these days, I'm going to get on this program. Hillsdale College has a program to set up charter schools locally. And this is a wonderful idea. If you don't know about Hillsdale College, it is 100% based on the United States Constitution. Larry Ahn is the president, and he's done a fabulous job. And I've gone online and I've looked at some of their videos and learned from some of their videos. They have classes available online. It's a wonderful resource. In fact, I encourage you to get involved and learn about the Constitution and the founding documents from Larry Ahn and his wonderful staff. But they set up charter schools. They just recently sent one up in Orange County, California. So these are the methods to chip away at the stranglehold, absolute stranglehold that teachers unions have, not only on teachers, but on parents and students and this entire country. It's a way to take back our curriculum. This is the only way I know how. How do you bust a union? How do you bust a union? Well, we can go back and we can look at how unions were busted in the past, but this is not 100 years ago or 80 years ago or 70 years ago or 60 years ago. We know the environment in which we live. The best argument for me against a union, being a member of a union, is you don't need a union anymore. You don't need a union. Maybe you could make the argument for it 100 years ago before we had all of these layer upon layer upon layer of union laws at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. Now we've got all these echelons of laws making sure that children aren't abused when they work, and some children are not allowed to work at all, right? And that there's a minimum wage. Pretty soon there'll be a maximum wage. And that there are limits to how many hours you can make somebody work as an employee. And there's overtime, and there's turnaround time, and there's double time. All these are statutory. It may or may not have been the result of unions working to get all this. Doesn't really matter. The fact of the matter is, we don't need unions. And the teachers need, the new teachers in particular, need to know this. And I'm not trashing all teachers. I think that there are many teachers who have been exposed during this entire fiasco. You've seen the videos berating children for not wearing a mask. It's disgusting. And this is, again, one of the problems, the inherent problems of a union. They protect the weak. And so the good teachers get smeared. These good teachers out there need to stand up and say, we don't want the union anymore. We don't want to be degraded by these unions harboring and protecting and allowing lousy teachers to remain in the classroom. You got to stand up for yourselves. You got to stand up for your union, your fellow union members, and then bust the unions in the process. Start holding votes to decertify. I did that. I took some arrows big time. When I was at the local affiliate in San Diego, I was part of an effort to decertify the union. We were forced to be members of AFTRA, after SAG, you know. No need for it. There was no need for a union. There, we had personal service contracts. It was absolutely ludicrous. But you can decertify a union, teachers. Do it. Try it. Get going. Yeah, you're going to take arrows. But there's strength in numbers, and there's power in the truth. And you have God on your side on this one. It would be the best for this country and for its future if we could dump unions one by one in each state. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? So we're going to speak to a parent in Florida about this sort of stuff, masking and vaccinations. I want to remind you to go to grahamledger.com, and you can answer the question that's been updated. Is your local grocery store forcing you to wear a mask still? I am so sick and tired of this mask thing. I mean, I've argued upside down and sideways on this thing from the very beginning. If you've been with me since March or April of 2020, you know where I've stood from the beginning. I did my initial due diligence on the CDC website and found a 2018 study that looked at masks and the effectiveness of them stopping a virus, either from being transmitted from a sick person or being received to a healthy person. And they don't work. They don't work. And if you need more evidence of this, I want you to take a look at this graph. This graphic that shows states with mask mandates. You can see the one color, the big arc, and then down. And then the other color are states that don't have mask mandates. You see the arc, and it goes down. They're identical. They're identical, ladies and gentlemen. Look. Look for yourselves. Masks with states with mask mandates, states without mask mandates. There is your evidence on masks. Vaccines, back to the vaccines real quick for children. It is criminal to even consider give children vaccines. And it's selfish. It's absolutely 100% selfish by adults who are talking about forcing children to get vaccines. We know the survival rate. It's nearly 100%, okay? So we've stipulated that. Oh, I also want to remind you this program is brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, and you can go on the Graham Ledger website, and you can click on the link to MyPillow and get up to 66% off, but you can't get 66% off unless you put my name, Ledger, in the promo code box. So please put Ledger in the promo code box, and you get up to 66% off all MyPillow products. And I'm excited to bring on another sponsor, coincidental with MyPillow and Mike Lindell, in the very near future. So we'll be looking for that. So back to the vaccines. There's no need to vaccinate children, period. And studies that these pharmaceuticals did in order to win experimental, and it is experimental, FDA approval to administer these so-called vaccines, which they're not, they're medical devices, to children, found that one in 333 had what they call a serious adverse event. That's a side effect. A serious adverse event, or SAV. One in 333. Now, you may say that doesn't sound like very much, but it's the risk reward, isn't it? And this is a serious adverse effect immediately. What about the serious adverse effect down the road? You administer that to a 8-year-old girl. How do you know that one of the adverse effects that has been documented by the FDA is sterilization? How do you know you're not sterilizing that 8-year-old girl? It is criminal. This is an experimental medical device. It is the largest biological human experiment in world history. And you people in the federal government and state governments, some of the state governments, want to impose this experimental biological warfare on children? What is the difference between that and Hitler and Mengele? Please, someone explain that one to me. And I'm not meaning to downgrade the Holocaust at all. But we are looking at, potentially, because of the great unknown about these so-called vaccines, maybe the greatest Holocaust in the history of mankind. Masks. Masks on children is just as criminal. And we've seen time and time again, not just anecdotal, time and time again, these kids can't breathe. And we know any doctor worth his or her salt will tell you the damage you're doing to a child by forcing them to wear a mask for 8 hours. Just check the CO2 levels in their body. Or better yet, why don't we talk to the parents whose children have been forced to masks and have passed out and have been rushed to the emergency room? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's happening. And it's happening not just, unfortunately, in blue states. It's happening in red states. And believe it or not, in the great state of Ron DeSantis, Florida, unfortunately, parents are still battling to unmask their children. Joining me now is father and board member of County Citizens Defending Freedom, Jimmy Nelson. Jimmy, what's effectively going on here in Texas and in Florida, these red states where the governors get it, they understand that children have a massive survival rate from the Wuhan coronavirus. They understand that these kids need to be in school and unmasked and they don't need to be vaccinated. Yet at the micro level, that's at the macro level, the micro level, you and other parents are still fighting these wars against the teachers union, the powerful teachers unions, and these school boards that are still insisting on forcing children, for example, to wear a mask. And that's what's happening in your county.
It is indeed, Graham. And so three quick points there. I'll take you back to July 14th of 2020, when the school board was doing its due diligence, so to speak, on how they were going to handle the face covering requirements. For example, they had a doctor that came to be one of their expert advisors, who actually said during that hearing that there was no pediatric science to support the notion that children pass the virus. The problem is, he went on to say, however, we think that they should still be forced to wear a mask. Not only that, he went on, his next sentence was, not only the masks, but we think that they should eventually be vaccinated as well in order to attend school. So that's point one. Point number two, as you're aware, we have maybe the reddest governor in the nation right now. We're very proud of our governor here, and recently, a couple of weeks ago, came out with the executive orders lifting the emergency actions that had been implemented last year. However, they did not apply to our school board because last year when they did take action, they took action in the form of at policy. They made the face covering requirements part of the dress code in the student code of conduct. And so the governor, as you might imagine, doesn't have sway over a duly elected board who passes a policy like that. And so that's the fight that we find ourselves in. And as part of this fight, we have discovered that one of the reasons that they are so resistant to the demands and the wishes of the parents in this county is because there was a memorandum of understanding that was signed. However, not by any of the board members. It was signed between the superintendent and the president of the union, which essentially grants protections to the teachers. If the school board were to lift the requirements, the provisions of the MOU allow the teachers to stay home, essentially, not show up for work.
This MOU wouldn't stand up in court. Is that what you're going after as part of a parents' coalition to stop this nonsense?
We are indeed. We have retained an attorney. We've shown up in mass at two of the previous school board meetings. And obviously they've not been responsive to those parents showing up. And we do have an attorney that presented a letter of demand prior to the most recent meeting. They ignored that. And so we are now working on filing suit and likely we'll have that done before the end of this week.
The school board should fire the superintendent. I would start right there. This is going around the will of the people, and the people happen to be you, parents. And you're doing the right thing by engaging. This is what I encourage parents in all states, whether you're in a blue state, especially if you're in a blue state, or if you're in a red state, you need to get engaged. You need to figure out what's going on at the school board level, because this is where it all happens. And you know vaccinations are next, right? If they're not already talking about it, they're going to go down the road of forcing children who should not be vaccinated with this experimental device. They're going to be forced to do that. And I understand in your county, they're even talking about segregating. Is it children, teachers, those who've had, those who haven't had? This is a disgusting idea.
Right. Yeah. And actually, we got notification from a high school just across the county line from us, about 15 miles from our headquarters. That was a teacher's cafe notification, actually, that we received word of. Someone passed that along to us. A picture of the note telling teachers that if you've been vaccinated, you're welcome to eat communally as we used to in the past. However, if you have not been vaccinated, you're welcome to take your food to go.
I'm not one to break the law, but I understand why the counterfeit process of these silly vaccine cards is in high gear right now, because we are creating a two-tier class of citizens in this country. The framers of the Constitution are spinning in their graves right now.
And
we need to push back at all levels, especially to protect our children. And you've got story after story after story of these children that are being, running laps in 90 degree weather with a mask on. This is insanity to me.
Right.
It is insanity. If we pulled these kids out of PE class at that moment in time, running with a mask on, and took their vitals, any doctor worth his or her salt would shut that place down immediately. The CO2 levels would be off the chart. Their blood pressure would be through the roof. This is insanity.
It is absolutely. And parents are indeed up in arm. You might have noticed there was a charitable drive in one of the elementary schools where they were collecting shoes and socks for underprivileged children, and they actually awarded break time for masks, break time from masks for the top three classes, extra break time from your masks for winning the drive.
That is disgusting again, right? Because
Absolutely. Again,
you're creating two tiers. It's a tacit admission that masks are a problem, right?
Yeah,
it's a tacit admission that they're harming these children by forcing them to wear a mask, by giving them a mask break. What?
Right.
This is so, do you find this insulting as I do? this entire fiasco, but not just with our children, but with adults as well, is insulting to our intelligence. It's certainly insulting to our constitutional rights as Americans, but it's also insulting to our intelligence because it is completely ununiform and not based on the science.
No, in fact, if they based it on the science, they would look back to what that doctor said last year when he said there is no pediatric evidence to support the notion that they are spreading the virus. And then, of course, the survivability rate and all of that goes along with that. It is quite beyond us. Where has our common sense gone, Graham? We are beside ourselves with unbelief that this is where we find ourselves. And yet there we are. And most recently now we received pictures of employee notices that have been posted in our Publix stores. Publix now we are finding out is allowing employees that have been vaccinated to take their masks off. But if you're an employee and you've not been vaccinated, you must continue to wear the mask. And by the way, if you have been vaccinated, we got to see your verification of that. So we are in a fight. We see this with the school board relative to the masks as a precursor to what is likely coming, and that is the vaccinations.
You know, I want to remind everyone that the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, if you want to call it that, we know it's really not a vaccine. It's a medical experiment. It's a medical device. It's not a vaccine, but we'll stipulate the FDA calls it a vaccine. It does not have FDA approval. It is released under an experimental guideline. And under this guideline, the people who are demanding proof of vaccination are breaking the law as part of the experimental classification. It is not licensed. This vaccine is not licensed. And that means that an employer or a governmental agency or what have you cannot demand proof in order to be employed or enter a building or work or what have you. They cannot by law. And so it's very important that people are informed about this at Publix or wherever. Hey, listen, you can't do this. You are violating federal law. It's crucially important that people be engaged and push back against this stuff like you are doing. Now, there are other parents watching and just folks maybe who don't have children who are wondering through your trials and tribulations, what's the best way, in your opinion, to push back against these, talking about the children again, school children, what's the best ways, what's the best manners, you think, best practices to try and win this case at the school board level? What's the route to take other than to hire an attorney, which I guess is the ultimate choice?
So one of the things that occurred several weeks ago that has become very, very significant, the mother of one of the young boys, elementary age boys, that ended up being punished for wearing his mask while he was running or for pulling the mask below his nose while he was running. Yep. She started a Facebook group that is now almost 10,000 people strong. It is called No More Mask Mandates for Children. She set up the Facebook page and started inviting everybody she knew. And before she knew it, within a few days, it was several thousand and has since grown now to be just shy of 10,000. And that well of 10,000 voices, if you will, is becoming quite loud. We put out coordinated actions for them to take. And those calls to action are becoming very effective. We have talked with some pretty exasperated administrators at the school district that are hearing loudly and clearly and often from this group of parents, and it is taking effect.
Good. This is important. You know, this is what the left, the Marxists, do so well. They work together. They coordinate. That word you use, coordination. It's very important. You know, those of us who revere the Constitution and want to live by it often tend to kind of say, hey, we have individual choice, individual freedom. But in this society, in this culture that we're living in, we have to join together. We have to work together in order to push back against these Marxist attacks, especially on our children. And if folks, Jimmy, want more information about your organization, the county citizens defending freedom, where can they go?
They can go to www.ccdfusa.com, which is it's a preliminary website. We're going to be launching an extensive website soon. And what we're hoping to do, Graham, is to build a model that other counties can follow. We're putting together a toolbox, essentially, for other counties. We've already met with another county from Texas last week. We had another inquiry from a county just this morning, and we are hoping to build a model that can be utilized throughout the country at the county level, locally, and we take this fight locally and win the nation.
Well, you are the model there in Polk County, and we want to continue to know what's going on. I want you to please keep us informed. Keep up the great work, and God bless you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So if you want to jab children at all in the name of the Wuhan coronavirus, here's what I believe should happen. But it should be left up to the individual family and child to make an informed decision on this. But it's very simple. And that is, do a serology test. Do an antibody test on a child. When my daughter came to me, 25 years old, healthy, teaches yoga, etc., right? This young adult doesn't need a vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus. Of course not. And you can imagine what dad said to her in no uncertain terms. But I told her, why not get an antibody test? Why don't you find out at Christmas time? Very close friend of hers was sitting very close. I'm talking for hours this far away, you know, a couple feet away. And the next day or the day after, she informs us, hey, I've got the Wuhan coronavirus. Just want to let you know. Okay, well, boy. And I'm thinking, okay, my daughter's going to get it. She didn't get it. Why is that? I mean, common sense would tell you, okay, she's very healthy. Takes vitamin D, I think, and zinc. Takes care of herself. Eats well, even though she's vegan. Hopefully eats well. Worries me. But the bottom line is, why didn't she get sick? Why? Why didn't she contract the Wuhan coronavirus from her friend sitting literally 2 feet away for hours at Christmas? Well, there's a very good chance that she has the antibodies. So with children, if you're curious, and it would be great to know this information, I think. How many children have had the Wuhan coronavirus? Parents didn't even know it. They didn't even know it. Well, how do we find that out? Well, you take your child to the doctor and you get a test to find out if the child has the antibodies in their system. And I don't know, but I have a feeling the number is going to be relatively high. What's relatively high? I don't know. A third? Maybe 40%, maybe even higher. I don't know. But the very notion of giving a vaccine to a person, in particular a child, who has already the Wuhan coronavirus antibodies in their system, is criminal. It's insanity. It is malpractice. None of these PSAs that you hear out there, from Joe Biden on down, say, hey, listen, if you've had the Wuhan coronavirus, you have natural antibodies, don't get the vaccine. Have you heard that from anybody? Has anybody out there said, listen, if you've had the Wuhan coronavirus, you don't need the vaccine? No, it's just the opposite. Go line up like a bunch of troglodytes. Go line up just like in 1984, Winston had to line up for everything. Go line up, shut up, and get the vaccine. Just get vaccinated. These Marxists, politicians, and these Marxist actors and athletes and all these people going on television and radio saying, just get the vaccine. Do it for your children. Do it for date night. Do it for the concert. Do it for the baseball game. So sick of this. It's mind-numbing. Absolutely mind-numbing. If you've had the Wuhan coronavirus, use common sense. Do you think you need the vaccine for the Wuhan coronavirus if you've had the Wuhan coronavirus? Does that make sense? Is that what Mother Nature would want you to do? Is that what God would want you to do? Absolutely not. It's criminal. It is criminal to force Americans, it is double criminal, double secret criminal, to force young children, anyone under the age of 30, frankly, to go get vaccinated when you have the antibodies already in your system. But overall, it is absolutely criminal to continue this massive human experiment of the vaccines and the masks on children, and it must be stopped by you. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Graham Ledger. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.